You're listening to SBS News.
The beheading of a school teacher last October shocked the people of France when the attacker suggested it was punishment for the classroom display of cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Shortly after, the government described a deadly knife incident at a church in Nice as an Islamist act, raising further concern about the threat of terrorism in France.
De Paris à Gaza, continuons le combat. De Paris à Gaza.
Now 150 people have taken part in a peaceful protest on Sunday in Paris to oppose the French government's bill to prevent radicalism. The bill is being perceived as anti-Islam. Professor Michelle Grossman from the Alfred Deakin Institute for Citizenship and Globalisation says that interpretation is valid.
The perception, which I think is correct, that this is seen as fundamentally a move against Islam en tout, yes, in its entirety, is reasonably well founded. France has not managed to think creatively or progressively.
Islam is the country's second largest religion, and the biggest Muslim population in any Western European country is based in France. Muslim communities are concerned if the bill is passed, it could threaten their places of worship because the law would authorise the regulation of public places, which could extend to religious gatherings. The bill also proposes stricter controls over school funding. Professor Grossman is worried about the defunding of religious organisations.
So if you are looking to combat violent radicalisation, you need to do it through education. You need to do it through ensuring that people have a sense of belonging, that they feel connected, that they don't feel excluded from the national identity. All this legislation is going to do is further compound a sense of alienation.
Naguib Azergi from the Union of French Muslim Democrats says the bill raises suspicion about all Muslim citizens.
If we really want to fight against terrorism, what's going on today has nothing to do with this fight. In the contrary, it will only make it worse. It will only amplify it, amplify the anger, and it's very dangerous.
President Emmanuel Macron is pushing for the bill to safeguard French values like gender equality and to promote secularism. The anti-separatism bill focuses on ethnic communities and targets those who don't assimilate into French society. French Prime Minister Jean Castex denies it is anti-religious or against Muslims. Demonstrators argue France already has the legal tools in place to counter radical ideas which can encourage violence. Protester Shana says there is a sense of solidarity on the streets.
I am a woman who defends secularism and also the respect and the right to be different. Secularism is really what reunites us, considering our differences. No matter the personal beliefs, since religion must be kept private.
A vote on the draft bill will be held on Tuesday and approval is expected in both houses of parliament. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.